that light. If you ever look over and that light's not on, just let us know.
Okay. But this one?
Yeah. Or if it's completely off, sometimes that happens. And we're like, uh-oh.
Sounds good. I will try to keep an eye on it. Also, what is
the book of reference name? Oh, Nuta.
It's Nuta?
Yeah.
Okay, I meant to Nuta. Ask you that.
Yeah, N-O with a slash through it, T-T-E. Nuta. Which is the same language we got. Iko means oak in a language. And Nuta means acorn.
Aww, that's cute.
That's cute.
That's what I said.
I was going to name him Nut, but then I was like, that's just... I know how mature I am.
I mean, why would you?
Back in the net.
Back in the net! Okay, yeah.
The rusty nut.
Mm-hmm. The sweaty nut. That's what I call that place over at 85th in Greenwood. Do you know it? It's called the Cozy Nut.
Yes.
And it's always super humid in there, oh, and the God. Windows are always steamed up, so I call it the sweaty nut.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're recording. We can start whenever you want.
Yeah.
Or I can stop the recording and we...
Sweaty nuts.
Let's go.
Sweaty nuts.
Sweaty nuts. Okay. Is the music going to be too loud?
Not at all.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to our first session.
Yay!
So, we are starting right now in the planet, the world of Ixos. On the prime material planet. There are many planes and recently many other planets and wild space systems in the astral sea that has become known to most people. Maybe your character or maybe you are somebody who has been in the know. Perhaps you are from elsewhere, or maybe you are part of like a family or organization that has access to that kind of information, but it is more recently that that the world has really expanded. Mm-hmm. And so just a bit about the basic Ixos history, the world started a lot smaller. There was the planar cataclysm that split what was originally just one piece of land of this planet into many. And so that is where that's the most far back history that people could remember. The years start counting from post cataclysm. After the planar cataclysm, the world developed. That's when, where there were humans before, there are no longer after all the different planes were interacting and making babies.
Also, humans are boring. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
In this world, there's no kinds of humans were originally.
Buddy.
Originally. Almost like powerful, not necessarily god creatures, but they had powers that would be considered like creation. Yeah, we get to that another time. It's a different lore. But right now, it is the age that is called the Revelation. So there's, it's several centuries. It started several centuries with this cataclysm. And this current age, it's a more advanced world where, magic, technology, and things are kind of, weaved together to really... push forward, evolution, development, for things like travel, communication, and just, everyday everyday things, but at the same time, because of that, there are obviously those who are experimenting and developing things that are less than or practical or good. So the Exosian calendar is 12 months, 28 days each one, and 7 days, well, 7 days a week. But most recently, it's actually only a couple of years, that there was another big event in history that really changed how the world is, and that is the War of Light. So in 997 BC, just before the turn of the century, or the mark of the first century, centered around Bihar, there were these what became known as astral shards that some had been transported without people's knowledge to various places in Exos, centering around Bihar, which was like the kind of political, technological, like powerhouse of the world at the time, and the center and the leaders in space travel. But these astral shards came down. They looked like these like crystals with what looked to be astral seed contained within them. And that started what later, that was the start of the war, because Exos was being attacked by other planets and worlds that were part of this like dark evil force that had existed since the beginning of time, called the Drakmar. Drakmard, but what these crystals did, basically, they're like, they sucked the life out of wherever they embedded, out of people, plants, living things, and just the energy of Exos itself, and that then transferred it back to these other places and reinforced and like grew the dark powers. At that time, a group of humans who had traveled through space and time went into the astral sea to fight these forces. While that was happening on Exos, they were also being attacked by mainly the astral elves, mind layers, and other forces that were working for the evil energy, like physically and everything on it. So the war was taking place here and out in space. But our heroes were able to save the universe. However, now, a few years later, despite the universe being saved and Exos not getting completely lived out of existence, it has definitely been impacted, and so is the time of a lot of change. The public has come to know that these dark forces have been killing the hearts or the stars of other wild space systems. Mm-hmm. And these hearts were essentially like the gods or the light that was powering entire space systems and galaxies. And so that left a lot of people, a lot of creatures, a lot of life with nowhere to go. And thanks to our heroes and some of the leaders of the different countries, continents, whatever, of Exos, they welcomed a lot of these refugees here. So, not only is it a time of the revelation in terms of, like, technological growth, it's really a time now where space travel is a thing, and there are people from all over the universe that are kind of centering around the new little planet.
Nice.
That said, that's for some context. And so, you've all been doing your different things the last couple of years. You were all here and alive during the time that this war was happening. So, you know, you can decide how involved you were with those things and how it's impacted you.
Also, the food is arriving now, so okay. That might be a good place
to go. Perfect. Lunch.
Great. What do you want?
It starts with a laugh, not the belch.
Yeah, I think we'll find out where I pick back up with.
We'll know in the future.
From the space.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so for that whole thing, even though evil forces have been defeated, they're obviously still wrongdoers. And there's still remnants of shards and things like that. And so, as maybe your characters, however aware they are, there is a group, whispers of a group called the Golden Vault. It is a secret organization that's existed for as long as people can remember. Its members and activities are also possible for anyone who is not part of them to track. And no one knows for certain how they operate or what, but it is said that if you get their attention, they will reach out to you. And you can accept that invite or come on. Allegedly, they are there who they're people who right moral wrongs, support virtuous underdogs, and handles other situations that can otherwise be out in the open. So, you, but you have received
ooh, props.
Ooh.
You gotta love a prop.
I handed out some sheets of paper.
Oh my fucking god.
I will remember this when I'm the DM.
Joe, you're fucking diabolical.
I need the meal creams.
I want to
eat it. Nope, this is for me and me alone. You do not know what's in this.
So, you have all received your summons or an invitation in some form, by some method, that brought you to a city on the continent.
What is somewhere safe?
Of Siljan.
I didn't even notice.
on the continent of Cantamir called Siljan. It's like kind of like a, not necessarily a port city, but it's a major one on the coast, the eastern coast. It is the year of 1002 BC. It is the 18th of Alicia, which is the start of summer. So that's the season. It's called the start of summer. And it is the sixth day of the week. So it is Etum. The Cantamir Empire is currently celebrating its solstice during this.
Licia, Lixia.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Ito is my. Sorry. Ilto. ILTO. My bad. I can't read. Nor can I remember what I made up. But it's celebrating its solstice, and it's a tradition that this empire has had for a very long time that lasts a whole week. So it started a few 3 days ago. It was probably like the third day of the festival. As your notes and have directed you, and remember with these notes, I didn't actually get. I was going to be dealt with these too, but so with the notes, you also have one. But as your notes have directed you, you are where you need to be. So in the city, you know you have to be at the Lotus Key by this sundown. So you're currently in the city during arguably the busiest night of the festival. There are travelers from all around Exos, and in the last couple years, travelers from outside of Exos. As you're wandering, there are lanterns, there are fireworks, there's like a big spectral solar dragon that is flying across the town or the streets. There are vendors.
Great.
Here's some for the vibes.
Just your a little more this way.
Sorry.
Your screen.
Oh, my screen is so dark.
You could always send it to the chat.
Oh, that's true. I know.
Oh, yeah.
But
I kind of look at it. I look at Nuta and I'm just like, hey, it looks like you, just a lot bigger.
But yeah, with that, who would like to start?
I assume that I'm
we're together. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, how would you feel about my character calling you Iz?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or Izzy.
Is. Not okay. Izzy. I don't like to be referred to in any sort of nickname that ends in a Y.
Oh,
it's always been a thing. Anyway. So we have to go to this place called the Lotus Key.
Okay.
I
assume you got stuff to do there?
Yep.
Cool.
It has to do with the letter the father gave me. So let's head there.
You're being weird about this letter the father gave you. This doesn't have anything to do with me being caught in flagrante delicto with Jorn, does it?
Jorn, you motherfucker! Chris Fairfield, you motherfucker! Anyway. Okay, I'm over it. No, it has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with that. I promise.
Good, because mother said that I might have to marry him, and I don't know.
That's why we're here.
Oh, okay.
We're here in this city because of this, but we're not there because of you and your dick.
Gross, first of all.
I mean, it's you were fucking around.
Was I to know?
Yeah.
That he was son of a noble person.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I didn't either. But better that we're here than the position you were about to be in.
But much less good than the position I was in a week ago. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Boo.
Disinspiration.
It's good, Jim.
I liked it. So, okay. As we're wandering through very busy streets, talking about
past mistaken.
And the mysterious thing that you are... what do people see?
Asura, I'm gonna just look at my own reference photo here because I fucking forgot already. She is 6 feet tall. She is wearing, they don't have the options on Hero Forge, but you know those, tunics, that aren't wide? It's a tunic and then it, like, splits between the legs so your legs are out a little bit? I don't know how to fucking describe it. She's wearing one of those, outfits. She's got, like, bike shorts on, but they're fantasy bike shorts, so they're cute. and she is, they're all browns and greens, but she does have some gold jewelry on here and there. She carries herself very proudly, very upright. She's got a short haircut shaved on one side, a little longer on the other side, and she looks as if she's a half-elf.
And then I'm getting my picture pulled up here.
What colors are here?
It is black and it's growing into red ends.
So when people look at the two of us, they see Iz. And then they also see like a long stick poking up behind her. But if you go around Iz and look kind of in the shadow, there's me. I'm 5'8", kind of skinny, don't really take up a lot of space in a room, even you know, if I'm there. That's what my character kind of looks like. I've got a kind of that kind of curly brown hair, shoulder length, piercing green eyes, and I just fail to leave any sort of impression on anybody I meet.
You're playing the shims of this session, of this campaign.
A little bit.
I literally just made that connection. Sorry.
And sorry, what's your name?
Iko. E-I-K-K-O.
I-K-K-O.
And then kind of curled around my neck, a green drake, kind of dragon-looking creature, of the wingless variety, very serpent-esque. Very similar to what's in the sky right now. I am just very content to let her do all the talking. and if I'm ever, you know, anywhere where there's any sort of plants or nature or anything nearby, I'm much more interested in that than whatever the people are doing.
Thank you. So as you're having this conversation, walking through, there's a lot going on around you. What are you doing?
I think that we come from a city that's, it's a city, so we didn't live in, like, the countryside or anything, but this is definitely, this is like a metropolis, right? Like, this is a really big place. So definitely the most populous place either of us has ever been to. I'm kind of paranoid and keeping an eye on Iko, just because I know he doesn't like being in the public, being around people. And I know, like, is it getting to be nightfall already?
I would say it's, like, evening.
Evening, okay.
It's getting close, but there's time for you to do anything if you want to, or you can go over me.
Okay. I think that we arrived in the city today with the thought that we had to be here at this specific place. I think if I haven't already found the Lotus Key, then I'm looking for that because I want to be early. I'm paranoid about being at the right place at the right time.
I'm going to make a perception check.
First roll!
Oh, good start! Hot start!
Perception?
Yes.
5!
It is so crowded, even though they're very tall. There's just so much going on. There are, like, firecrackers, people are pushing around. And the way that the stalls and vendors along the street, the performers are, it's hard to make out the signs of the actual establishments, like, behind this big crowd of things.
Did you share where we need to go to meet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have told you that we're going to Lotus Key.
Okay, also keep an eye out for it. And I'm going to roll with disadvantage just because I think my character is very overwhelmed by... I spend 98% of my time in the forest.
There's a lot of people here. I like how we keep looking at these papers.
That's actually a pretty good roll. That is a 15, even with disadvantage.
Nice.
Okay, nice. Despite you... Maybe it's making you hyper-aware.
Hyper-vigilant, yeah.
You're looking for it, and where you are right now, you're kind of realizing this isn't really where a lot of bars or, like, taverns and are. This, where you are, is a little more of, like, the, like, businesses, kind of just, like, everyday, like, businesses that the townsfolk, cityfolk might need dentists. Yeah.
You gotta have one, right?
So you're maybe gathering that this isn't the right area.
I'm just like, I don't think we're in the right spot. Doesn't look like a lot of bars around here.
I think it's a bar? Okay.
Or an inn.
Oh, okay. I would pretty immediately find someone to talk to. I'm not afraid to like talk to people. So I would look around and find somebody who looks like a local, but also doesn't look like a busker or anything like that.
Should I roll another perception, or are we rolling with that five?
It's pretty easy for you.
Okay.
Find somebody who is around and would be able to help. So you come up to
somebody that looks like a business owner or somebody who's really like confidently and just not paying attention to any of the shit. They're like, I have a thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So there is somebody who is behind their stall while everyone else is kind of around them, like yelling for people to come to their business. This elven-esque man, older, has like that, like, wise, tiny, like, mustache on. But he's, like, very concentrated and he's, spinning, sugar into shapes, of, like, different creatures.
Oh, cool.
And I want him to be there. He's just making these, sugar.
Okay. Well, I'll nudge Aiko and, go up to the stall and, ask for one. Could I have one?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
2 copper.
I'll give him 2 copper. I don't know what my finances are, but I'm pretty sure I've got 2 copper.
Yes, you do. I forgot to say that earlier. Whatever you feel is appropriate, obviously, or, you know.
Oh, I just want a starting gold. And then...
Whatever starting gold. I will say in this, there probably won't be a lot of, you know, like, won't be necessary to, like, not spend, but
down. No. Just not a big part of it.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'll give him the 2 copper. Take whatever he gives me. I'm not interested in the candy.
I take it.
Yeah.
He is a dragon.
No. I was going to request one if I didn't get one, but that's great.
He takes a look at you and what's around your neck. And
nice.
I eat it and also share it with Nuta.
Nuta, that's how you say it. I make sure that this is hidden. I don't want anybody to see this. So I'm new in town and I'm looking for the Lotus Key. Can you tell me where that's at?
He thinks for a moment. And says, yes, you're going to, get down this street. You might want to take a back street if it's easier, to get out of the crowd. But you are going to go, across town.
So
I'm like a 30-minute walk.
Oh wow.
But yeah, it might be a little faster if you kind of avoid the crowds.
Okay.
But it will be kind of in the more like entertainment district.
Okay.
Yeah. And he'll like give you directions and kind of point you in the right direction. And so I would say, like, you were South Lake Union right now. You need to walk up to Capitol Hill.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we got to hustle a little bit because it's in the evening. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
As she goes to leave, I'll quietly toss him a silver piece as we.
He bows for you. Thank you. And then he'll hand you another, another one for the road.
I nod sagely, put it in my pouch.
We gotta go. Let's go.
Okay. So you are headed that way. Is there anything else you kind of want to do immediately? You have another chance to kind of like chat stuff before
I don't allow anything else. I'm too nervous about getting there on time. I don't want to mess things up.
Sounds good. Let's check something.
I can go next.
Okay. you are also in town during this. What are you doing?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take advantage of
you know, lots of people and help them lighten their coinbase a little bit by performing, but also maybe targeting some people that maybe have more than I think they should have. So a little column A, a little column B. But mostly just, like, playing and singing some songs that I think are going to be, like, crowd pleasers. I'm going to be kind of strategic about where I place myself, though. I'm going to find a busker that's, like, not doing so well. So in comparison, I sound...
Amazing.
Stu... Little call me. I would say, let's do an insight check and then performance.
Yep. Big money.
I know, right? Ooh. 18 for insight.
Okay. Nice.
And an 8 for performance. It's a good thing I set up next to this bad.
Yes, yeah, you were so insightful. From the shittiest person there is. There is this, like, humanoid, just some guy. Like, you're like, what is this guy doing? He's, like, not even dressed up. He's just sort of, just dancing. You're like, is this a busker? People kind of seem to assume so. You're like, or is this just some drunk guy in the street that's just dancing? You set up next to him, immediately get everyone's attention. And also, you're like, not your best work at all.
DM, can I apply for advantage on her behalf since she's set up next to somebody who's so bad?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, go again. Is that a 20?
Flip it over. It's either a 20 or a 1.
Yeah, it's 20.
Nat 20.
Nice.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
You're killing it.
Girl.
You're absolutely killing it. You're like, you sit up next to this guy, and everyone immediately, like, draw in a huge crowd. Everybody kind of leaves what they're doing. Some of the people, like, that are doing their like business and selling things, even get distracted by you. And so you just kind of like have your feast, your options, whatever in front of you, whatever you wanted to do. You can. Does this involve any feeding or?
Not yet, because I would imagine people are putting some coin into my little cap or whatever that I got out.
They definitely are. They are. And then, I don't know how this works. You can roll a D100.
Okay.
Roll it.
It's this and the...
It should be another, yeah, another D10.
And a what?
And another D10. These two together.
Gold worth.
Wow.
Oh my.
Damn.
I was thinking about doing this for a while.
Yeah.
That's almost as much money as I have.
Yeah, like, I know, right?
I'm that's in the wrong great. Occupation, apparently.
That's more money than I
have. Yeah. Excuse me.
You are, but as you are performing, what does the audience see?
So I'm a halfling. I wouldn't say middle-aged, but, like, I'm an adult. I'm, like, around mid-30s. Darker skin. I've been out in the sun. I've seen some wind and some weather. But, you know, I'm cleaned up. I'm wearing nice clothes. Let's see. Brown hair with orange streaks. Let's see. Yeah, just kind of, like... I'm almost thinking like Stevie Nicks kind of vibes, but in more of a like an olive green color, and just kind of like walking around and singing and playing, and maybe even incorporating people's like looks into my songs. Just being like, and the lady in the red dress, she looks really nice.
Amazing. And
then she goes, me? And she puts some money into my hand.
Nice. Nice.
You are really working the crowd. You know exactly what to do. I would say you've probably been here for a while. Getting kind of tired, maybe doing something else, thinking about that. And how familiar would you say you are with this city?
I've been here a few times. I mean, there's quite a lot of people that I'm okay taking money from when I need it. And also, you know, there's a decent crowd. So, like, I can do it the right way and, like, perform and have them give me the money intentionally. But,
okay,
yeah, when things aren't doing so well, then I get a little more initiative.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, and you have, like, such an opportunity today. But with it getting later into the evening, and you feel like you have a pretty good idea, and that's why you stay so long, you have a pretty good idea, like, where the area you're going is, if not the exact place. So, do you kind of, anything else you want to do while you, like, pack up and start heading in that direction?
Nothing I can think of. Yeah, sorry. I don't have.
Sounds good. It's interesting. Sounds like I know nothing about Hilly. I wonder what vibe I'm gonna bring. So I was like, what are you gonna do at the intermediate? I love
thief.
Yeah. Okay. Tartar.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. One trip ready.
Tartar.
I think Tartar's just like wandering around and looking at people and watching everyone be so different and live their lives and, you know, seeing their unique qualities and enjoying that and just walking around and passing time.
Are you doing that like as part of the crowd, or are you kind of, where are you?
I'm walking through the crowd.
Mm-hmm. And as for kind of just being a part of the experience, what do we see?
You see a woman who is 5'11". She's got like dark purple, blue, black hair. Kind of shimmers when the light's on it. Her eyes are like a light purple, and if you look closely enough, there's like little specks of like an opalescent, like white color in them. She's got very pointy ears. And if you've ever seen an astral elf before, which you probably have at this point,
probably most of you have,
you would know that that's what she is.
Okay.
And she just kind of moves with like it's like a mix between like ha da 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 and like opposites. It's like she moves with direction and with purpose, but has a little bit of float to it.
If you had to translate her elf ears to human ears, how old would you say she is?
368.
Oh,
in human ears.
Uh huh.
So dead.
Oh, human. Oh, sorry. I missed your question. Probably mid-30s.
Okay. So two middle-agers, and we're 18 and 19.
Yeah.
Yup.
Oh, yep. Our age together is about one of you.
Yeah.
Maybe 30. I don't know elf age.
Yeah.
I just kind of got what vibe, like you were like.
She's still young. She's still young.
I would say you probably don't know where you're looking. How would you try to go about figuring that out?
I feel like I would look for somebody who doesn't seem like a tourist. And ask for directions.
You can you would be able to figure that out, right? Like
I think so.
Right? Okay. Let's like figure out how to like who to approach. Mm. You are knowledgeable enough for that. Okay. You go up to somebody. You actually go up, look around, and you see a halfling whose performance that you were just watching at a collect her things.
Mm.
And she seems. She did a wonderful job. You were absolutely mesmerized by this performance. And then seeing how people were like giving her money, coin. So, but she seemed approachable. She was singing about the audience, and she seemed knowledgeable. So you approach her.
Hello, wonderful job.
Thank you, I know.
I love a confident woman.
I'm packing up for the day. Sorry if you were waiting for us all.
Oh, no. I just had a question for you that I was wondering if you could answer.
Sure.
Do you know where the lotus key is?
I do.
Can you point me in the direction?
Sure. Then I just point her in the direction.
Okay.
But I'm also just going to be like,
Is there anything you're like, are you suspicious? Are you wondering? Like,
yeah, just curious why she's also going there. Right?
Thank you. And what was your name?
Oh, it's Gilly.
Gilly, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And your name?
My name's Tartar.
Tartar. Huh.
Wait, wasn't it Tater?
Tartar.
It is Tartar. Okay, my bad.
Sauce. Because I was joking about how I ordered some of her characters.
Right. Harder.
But if it was Tater, we could also call her Tater Salad.
We could call it Tartar Salad. Stop.
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I hope you have a lovely evening.
Yeah, I have a feeling we might see each other there. I was going to head there soon myself.
Oh, do you want to walk together?
Sure.
All right.
Then you follow your new acquaintance over. So,
are you a barbarian?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I know.
Okay. You're not too far. So, you follow Gilly. Turner and Gilly, you head over to this. To the Lotus Key. And, you notice, like, everything's, like, all the different, shops, and, but not shops, but, like, bars and establishments you pass by, in this entertainment district all have their own, like, flavor, personality. This one seems very, like, nature-y. So on the outside, they're, like, kind of winding branches and leaves that make up this like arch and over like the door, but it's like part of it. And as you enter these doors and you go in, you see very like, I wouldn't say cottage core, but I would say like woodland sort of vibe. Where's Galadriel from?
Oh, yeah.
Lothlorien?
Oh, yes, thank you. My
gosh. Well, you still live there.
A Lothlorien, but also East Asian vibe. So there's like one really big lotus shaped light fixture in the center of the room above everything. And then the bar top, the tables, everything is sort of like that very organic, like wooden feel and vibe. But they're also like smaller, kind of like fairy like sort of things that are floating about. But the main source of light is this big lotus. Consider maybe that's what it is called that. So as you enter, you see, the place is pretty busy, but while it's busy, the vibe is completely different from out on the street, or it's, like, going in, it's calmer. you don't hear the fire of the firecrackers or the crowd outside at all. In here is more peaceful, but still festive. And you see a lady working the working mostly by herself, but also but you see, she also has like a couple of other creatures, but almost like animated little like plant figures around helping. And she says, "Be with you in a minute. Just find a seat wherever you want." Mm-hmm. The name's Ruby. Just call her if you need something right away.
Ruby.
And Ruby Sunbeam is pretty well known really around these parts to you, where she had been. She was a pretty like well known druid before. She stopped this bar before the war. She was pretty powerful, and during it, she kind of lost some of that for whatever reason. Kind of retired from her druid practices, and now she focuses that into making cocktails.
Love it.
So the cocktails are special.
Grab a seat.
I need a drink.
Drink, yeah.
I think she said she'd be with us soon.
Yeah.
You also notice there is a bard that's kind of playing some, like, like, I don't know. People are kind of like throwing some lows because it's supposed to be, like, more festive, but, like, his vibe, like the music he's playing, you know, it's just like not vibing. It's just like a little croony, a little sad.
Something feels off. I feel a little depressed walking in here.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna go over to the barn.
Do you walk up? And he's very, like, you're like, that's a Neville baby.
No! Oh, yeah, 100%.
For sure.
Dressed in a way that's, like, way too fancy.
Yep.
Or here, like, the clothes completely off. Mm-hmm. Just, like, all done up.
Neville baby. Fucking love it.
Yeah.
Go up.
Hey! What you doing?
I'm performing.
Oh. That's what you think?
I'm blessing people with my gift.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, I don't know if you know this, but there's a festival going on, and the music you're playing is kind of a downer. Do you know anything a little more upbeat?
When the upbeat. My music taste is more, you know, obscure and better than...
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Are you even familiar with the Shins?
Do you mind if I maybe show you something? I'm also a bard, and you know, as a little bit more your elder, I'm happy to share what I've learned.
Oh, so you're gonna be
fine.
Yeah, actually, I can
have there. You know it.
Can reach everything everywhere.
I'll grab my lute and I'll start playing something that's kind of the equivalent feeling of "The Devil Went Down to Georgia."
Yes!
And it, like, people know it as soon as, like, the tune starts, and they all kind of perk up, and...
Yeah, they definitely do. And, this guy kind of just, like, looks at you, and then
and just like rolls his eyes. And then he like kind of tosses down the loot that he had, and then he kind of just like storms away to like a different section of the bar.
And this just gives me more energy. Yeah. And I play louder and more animated.
Sounds great. So, as do you continue to play, or do you just kind of like play a song or two and then stop?
I think I'll just play, I'll finish that song and kind of go back, because I'm hoping by then we've got drinks, or I can get a drink.
Sounds good. After your much preferred performance, it takes a while for him to kind of give back and pick it up, but you can tell like he kind of like got the right idea now, but he like doesn't say anything. Well, as you do return, Ruby Sunbeam does come back. She goes, "What can I get you? We have a few specials here."
What are your specials?
Put that DM on the spot. Put that DM on the spot.
I like anything that's cold and bubbly.
Bubbly?
Yeah.
Definitely need that. I mean, I also can get you regular drinks, but we kind of have a special here where you can make any of your drinks give it a little extra pizzazz and boost. And she kind of talks about it, she does recommend it, but you know, from what she's saying, you kind of get, like, there's, like, a magical effect, so, there's the espresso martini.
Sure.
There's for this exact occasion.
I love that book. That's so awesome.
Drink name generator.
Yeah, I'm actually going to want to pull a few of those books after this.
Yeah, right?
There's the glittering stardust.
Mm-hmm. I'll take one. That sounds lovely.
Okay. And there's also the...
Try to cut back on my glitter.
I find it really elevates my palette and my skin tone.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, thank you.
What about for you, dear? Compliment. How about the gassy succubus?
Whoa! what else you got? I got enough gas already.
But she's in her 30s. She's got plenty enough gas to go around.
I've been eating, like, festival food all day. I'm
fine. Good point.
Need a little something lighter.
Lighter. Okay. So, not the hot buttered.
Oh, no. Probably not a hot buttered whatever.
Anything.
How about an orange drink?
Sure. That sounds lovely.
So, she leaves, they are 2 silver each. But she will kind of take a minute, and then she'll bring you your drinks. Is there anything you kind of like chat about? Do you sit together? Do you pretend?
No, I'll sit with her. I think I want to keep an eye on her.
Okay. And what are your vibes right now?
I think I'm still just watching, and I probably would ask you questions like. So, have you been here a lot, or?
Yeah, I've been around, been here, a few months, but, you know, a few years ago, I was here for about a year, so I travel around.
Nice, that sounds lovely.
Sure.
Is it not?
It's fine.
It's fine.
Sorry, I'm not doing the yes and very well.
this is perfect.
As you are chatting, despite not really knowing because of all the dense like wood and everything, through it you do see that like outside it is getting starting to get dark. So the sun
is going down, and it is like shining kind of like that, like hazy glow into this. And at this point, you've been here probably for a while. Are your conversations, like, are they pretty relaxed? Is that, or is it, like, is it awkward between you, or is it just kind of, like...
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll probably ask you, like, where are you from, like...
Well, I'm from space.
Uh-huh.
The construction of the world, and you're like, sure.
Well, I mean, I believe her. I just am not impressed. Like, it's like she's telling me to be like, you're not gonna believe this, but I'm from space, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I fucking know. Like,
or an astral
yeah. Elf. Yeah. Yes.
At this time,
Sora?
Sora.
Mm-hmm.
Sora and Ipo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do find your way to the Olympus team.
Thank God. This is the place. Come on.
Have you been to this city before? Don't you get with Mamalon?
Yeah, just to the council. I don't... She doesn't... We don't... Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I, yeah, okay.
I work. I work all day with Mother and...
Oh.
You know.
That doesn't...
Hey, could you grab me a beer?
Yes.
Thank you.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yes. It's... No. It's not.
Why do you do it?
Because it's my job. Like...
Okay.
You realize that we have to, we have a position that we have to maintain.
But do we?
Yes.
Milwaukee is, as we're having this conversation, and, like, you see the same things that they do. But are you having this conversation, and please feel free to continue, but just wondering, are you having it at just, like, kind of, like, a regular voice level, like,
definitely not, like, on my end, I'm trying to be a little bit more covert, hushed. I don't want to look suspicious, but I'm also not trying to spread my business around
right.
with a bunch of people I don't know.
I think whenever we're trying to be covert and whenever we're having conversations that
people... Sign language?
We probably just switch to sign.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah, we're doing this in sign language.
Or as I call it, sibling camp.
Yeah. So I think that, like, we've actually been walking through town. I've been beating feet, regardless mm-hmm. of how you feel about looking around or anything. Mm-hmm. I've been like, we are going now. If you get distracted, I'll tug on your shoulder a little bit.
I've learned over the years that when you're like this, the best thing to do is just be 5 feet behind you or next to you.
Keep going.
Yeah.
And I think that we're having this discussion, but in order to do sign language, you got to face each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I would probably like shoulder the door open as we're talking mm-hmm. and I'm talking to you and kind of walking backwards a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I continue on. I'm like, we have a position that we have to maintain. Mm-hmm. And that's why you can go to the woods.
Follow me.
Yeah. Like, and besides, we're not here. I put my hands on your shoulders. And I say this out loud. But I say it quietly. I don't want anybody to hear me when I say this. Echo, we're on the run.
Wait, what?
I don't know why you would think otherwise. We left. We left and didn't say bye to Mother and Father.
I'd say that's why I thought we were coming back.
Aiko, if you go back, you're going to be forcibly married to someone.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah. And we talked about this, right?
Yeah.
We talked about it when we left.
I
came out and I said to you, Aiko, do you know this guy? You said no. No, you said yes. And I said, do you want to marry him? And you said no, and I said, great, his dad's a piece of shit. We can't do that. We gotta go. And so yeah. At this point, I'm intense, and I'm close to him, but I'm, like, whispering. I don't want other people to hear.
Yeah, but when you said we gotta go, I didn't realize it was forever.
Maybe not forever, but, dude, they're gonna...
I just thought we'd be like laying low for a day or two, and then they just kind of forget I existed, like they always.
And what have you thought over the last 3 weeks while we've been traveling? What?
Oh, I thought we teleported here.
No, no. Oh. I can't teleport, so my our mother teleports.
That's my confusion. I thought we just like popped here.
No. Okay, okay. We traveled overland.
I'm not this dumb.
I know. I'm like spit it.
I just thought we were taking like a trip to the city, laying low for 3 to 6 weeks, and then...
I mean, it's been three, and I... We'll see. We'll see what this turns into.
What's that?
It's the reason we're here.
Yeah, but you still haven't told me what it is.
It's, something that we're taking care of for Father.
Fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Carter and Illy, can you make a perception check? Or each make perception checks.
Yep.
So you were signing using common sign language up until you dropped and start whispering. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And since the time that you two have been sitting there, like a few patrons have come in and out. And these two are just like, you know, anybody else, they kind of walk in. It is a little interesting that they're just intense to kind of like sign at, and then, you know, signing each other. Yeah, what did you get?
I have a dirty 20.
Mm. Oh, we rolled the same number. 22, I think.
Nice.
Where's that?
Yeah, I had to look at it too. I was like, is it a 16 or an 18? It'll look real close.
I would say, you definitely kind of catch part of the signing, like, if you, unless you're, like, directly staring at them, like, you kind of catch gist of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this is fascinating.
Wait, do you guys speak common sign language, too?
I think it's common, like, common speaking.
Oh.
So does, like, everybody know sign language?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Someone has.
Huh?
Someone has. But
not so secret anymore.
Unfortunately, that has been our experience.
And as you have this conversation, you're coming in. Do you take a seat?
Mm-hmm.
He kind of says the same thing, like, be right with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of sitting down. Okay.
I take a piece of jerky and distractedly hold it out to... How does it...
Just however you want to say it. Nut.
Nut?
Nut.
I'm going to call him Naughty.
Naughty? You can call him Naughty.
Yeah. I can't decide
how... I think it's great if your character just struggles to pronounce that word. You're like, why did you name him this? You're like, he's Naughty.
Yeah, he's Naughty. Yeah. And so I'm not looking at him. I'm just holding it out, paying attention to everyone else. But I feed the beastie every once in a while. So I just hold it out to them.
Is there an umbrella stand in this room?
What's your deal?
I go over to the umbrella stand, take the halberd off my back, and just kind of chunk. Because it's very uncomfortable to sit with a, you know, 10-foot stick at a table.
Were you staring at me that way in character?
Mm-hmm.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm all right. You have very direct eye contact.
Mm.
And we don't know each other at all.
No. You two are fast.
But don't you probably be used to that, you think, don't you? That's Chris out of character with you with your 20 charisma.
My charisma is in getting things done, not necessarily in being a show.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating. What do you mean? Sorry. You should have given me a hot second.
While you're chewing. So I assume then you're taking a seat kind of close by where they are. With your your back is turned the other way. Someone else walks in. You're quite fascinated by this.
I go from like answering your question to like
someone else walks in behind them, and on the other patrons, they're like by themselves, and they look like they are They're standing on business.
You're not clogging this. You are clogging this. They're standing on business. They're like cloaked up. There's something kind of like robotics about the way that they're moving. Continue your conversation. This is a couple minutes after.
Oh, okay. Okay. What did you ask me?
You just have really direct eye contact. What's your deal?
What am I deal?
Yeah.
I'm watching an interesting thing happen.
What about us is interesting?
I just kind of quietly sit next to you, just very unassuming, just ignoring this whole conversation.
I'm holding out the jerky to Naughty.
It's gone by yourselves. Now.
Look
at yourselves. It's very interesting.
I guess if you say so. You're an astral elf. It's interesting enough on its own.
Yeah.
Cheers, I guess.
All right, cheers.
I'm unsettled.
So you ordered from Ruby Sunbeam. Is there any vibe or anything? Are you getting the special ones that she's going to introduce to you with like effects?
Whatever is the one that seems the most like herbalist.
Okay.
I'll get the glittering one.
Okay. You also get a glittery one. She says, I'll make something special for you.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
She kind of gives you a wink. You can sense that I don't know, she kind of takes you in and you're I'm assuming here you're probably a lot calmer or a lot more.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The environment.
I've just been sort of soaking in it and looking at the plants around the room.
Yeah. So she kind of calls that, and she goes around, and she picks a theme from there, and then she's but she sets it down in this area, and then you notice this robotic kind of, figure, not slithered, but kind of, in a way that is, almost like a, something intimidating, but, very, graceful in a lethal way about them, and they walk in, and they come up to your table.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, you've probably been here for a short period, so you're kind of just getting several minutes. But they walk up. Look at this. And you two are kind of at tables that are close enough where you can all kind of see this person, despite this.
As they walk in, I just signed to you, kind of still kind of half looking at the plants, just get a load of this guy.
Yeah.
You see this kind of eyes lit up, more forged.
Okay.
Sidles up to you. But as despite your staring, they kind of place themselves in a way that is obviously directly speaking to you. And their back was kind of shield.
This is weird.
Mm-hmm.
No one talks to me.
I'm on alert.
They go through her to talk to me.
And when they speak, comes out kind of robotic, opposite of voice. There is no mouth, anything. But you can also see that their armor and warforged armor, but also other armor and weapons. And in a robotic voice. You have been politely requested by Lord Sai, that's Jorn's father, to return
home and fulfill your duties.
He's busy.
You've been politely asked, and I've accepted to politely apologize to you, go back.
I stand up.
I say, how did you even find me here? There's like a billion people here.
He's busy.
I have my ways.
Oh.
You are not very perceptive.
Fair. I wrote that one.
I resemble that remark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, head on back. I'm sure we'll be back there soon enough. You can tell them we'll be back soon enough.
I can take you with me now, and you have to fulfill your duties, or I have been given the order to otherwise resort to less than respectful means. I tend to prefer the more violent one.
Oh, you're going to attack me if I don't go back?
I'm going to kill you.
Sorceress burst.
I'm like, okay. And I actually, I'm just like,
nope.
As you're going to do, I'm like, have you met my sister?
And under no circumstances. While that exchange is happening, you two are there. How are you responding to or like perceiving this?
I'm just kind of watching to see how it unfolds, but I think that.
Can I add something here? That I let that go on for quite a while, and him insisting. She was weird. She's being real weird. So I'm going to go ahead and sign kidnap to them while I'm like waiting for this to conclude on the maybe chance that they'll understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
There you go.
So,
this look, Shay.
I'm going to, if it's okay, I'm going to walk over and just kind of stand between them and be like, the gentleman said that he's not interested in going with you right now, so you need to leave.
So all this is happening, and then you did?
Sorcerer's Burst. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
And as soon as he said, I'll kill you, I'm like, no, we're done.
Mm-mm. Does that mean that you two are going to be involved in this fight?
Yeah. I was going to step in the Caitlin's, or I was going to speak up, I should say. Absolutely. But I was just watching the whole time.
Okay. Then please.
But if she signed kidnap, then I'm going to step in.
You see her wave her hands.
I love it. I love it.
Understand that's the situation. And so while you're all there, Wes, maybe we can pause so that we can set this.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay, we'll do that.
Rolling for initiative.
Fuck you! As I got a nat 20. No.
I put the umbrella there right there.
It's just the dice.
I put the umbrella stand right there.
Oh, man, that's funny.
All right.
I should get a dice that when it rolls a match one just says thank you on it. So I can go, thank you.
Okay. 20 and above?
Not 20 for a 20... What? 23. I wrote plus 13. I was like, no, that's not right. Okay, yes, 23.
Wow, you're more charismatic than me. You're faster than me.
I rolled really good. I actually nerfed my strength score.
I guess so good. Mom and Dad gave all the good genes to the firstborn.
If you stuck around and wanted to be in the house, I'm pretty sure you would get some of this. It's all about doing what you're supposed to.
So let me know if you want scissors. You got some scissors, right?
If it doesn't bother you,
nah.
No,
not at all.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Okay. 15 to 1.
What's up?
15 to 20.
Oh, boy.
Boy, or...
Oh, boy. 12 for me.
Okay, 12 and
6.
6, okay.
And 10 for me.
12.
I mean, everyone else is caught flat-footed because I overreacted. That's fair.
Thanks. Tell a story.
Gilly.
That's going to be so harsh for me, so please correct me.
If you've seen Saturday Night Live, like, just think of her and be like,
I'm still, we played, how many years was that we played with Gilly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hard habit to break.
Yeah. So please correct me if I use the wrong one. I will do my best.
I'm not super, like, offended. And I don't think Gilly would be either. She'd just be like, it's Gilly. It's a common mistake.
Also, I like that this bounty hunter comes in and is just like, marriage or death?
Yeah, right? Bold choice.
Oh, God.
It's as if some force of the stories trying to shove you all together.
God.
And you no other choice but to fight something.
Weird.
Crazy how that worked out.
Marriage or death? Let me think about the mediocre dicking I got last week. I think death.
Amazing.
Mediocre dicking.
In my defense, you just say it's out of a piece of work, and I took it and I ran.
No, yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah,
I didn't realize it was going to escalate this quickly. It's amazing. I'm very happy about it.
And I'm just so sad for you that it was mediocre.
I know. It wasn't even worth it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't go first, huh? That sucks.
So what was the lesson you learned? Make sure it's at least good.
Make it worth it.
Okay. So as you cast, what does it look like when you cast a spell?
I think that because Naughty is emerald green, right? Chris?
Oh, yeah.
I think, I can't say the other word. It's literally, meet Caitlin. So I think that it actually comes out of my fingers just a little bit green and then goes into a fire red at the end as I shoot it out. Because it is a fire magic, but it starts green at my fingertips. And it's just a swirling, bright burst.
Sick.
Yeah.
I also think, like, the moment you start casting spell, like, Naughty just, like, alerts right to attention as if he's attuned to your spellcasting as well.
Also, you should definitely call him by his real name, because I think that is definitely what's been happening. Maybe correct me, everyone.
It's Juto, right?
Yeah, like, it's like in O with a slash TTE. So, Nuta.
Nuta? Okay.
Nuta.
Okay. There's a nutter. Just gonna keep coming up with slightly similar words.
Like I said, I was gonna call him Nut, but I was like, I don't trust myself or anybody at this table I call him that.
You really shouldn't.
What do you mean?
No, I am depriving myself of saying things like, all right, I get Nut out. Nut's ready
I'm
to go.
Good with that. Don't do that.
So, I didn't realize how big these tables are. They're definitely not that big.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
10
feet. Okay. Banquet hall tables.
Yeah. It's big space.
You didn't occupy that space, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Family style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got little Lazy Susans on.
That includes the chairs. That's
right. We're in fantasy China.
Yeah.
As you set off this, like, magic, it definitely gets everyone's attention. And as that happens, the patrons are kind of just, like, start running.
Oh.
Okay. And kind of, like, trying to get out or, like, trying to, like, get out of the way. As it seems like there's going to be a conflict that is possibly bigger than just like a little bar
brawl. Bar brawl, yeah. I didn't give a chance for a swing. I just overreacted immediately.
At this time, though, this, just call it an assassin. At this time, kind of is like, death it is. And shoots up at the big light.
Oh.
And it drops down.
Oh my God.
And crashes down. And, place the lotus key now is in some places like shadow, like darkness, but mostly just dim
light. Wow. Okay.
So Gilly, or you can still see.
I have dark vision.
Yeah, you have dark vision, so you can see pretty clearly. In dim lighting, you can still see, right?
Without
dark vision. Okay, so you can still see, but it's it is definitely dim. Here, especially now that it is actually nightfall. But everything else is just kind of chaotic. people are kind of scrambling. Like, some people are kind of takes a moment to notice what's going on. Other people just, like, start running immediately. Ruby Sunbeam is like, gosh, fuck this. I left this life. And just kind of, like, goes to the back. don't make too much of a mess.
Nice. Love her.
And, yeah, and then the assassin will then take a swing at you.
Who, me?
Does he move next to me? Or does he have reach?
They... they actually, you haven't gotten your...
No, my halberd is over in the umbrella stand.
Okay, so they're shooting that up there. They're going to actually move away from this. Oh, what? Is there like, so your sorceress...
It's a it's an attack.
Okay.
So I'd have to roll for it. There it is. You cast sorcerer's energy at one creature or object within range. Make a ranged spell attack on a hit. The target takes 1d8, and I choose the damage type. Ooh, I didn't realize if I roll an 8, I get to add another d8.
Oh, that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Cool.
I'm gonna roll for attack.
Amazing. Balls. I don't want to fail this. Come on, dice. Alright, well, does a 18 hit?
It does.
Okay, fantastic. So, d8.
And did you re-roll for inspiration?
I did, yes. There's my inspiration back. Because the first one I rolled was a 4. Aw, man! I just suck today! That's 1 point of damage.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
That's better than nothing.
What kind of damage?
I'm gonna do fire. Yeah, fire damage.
Cool.
Very useless.
So it kind of, like, catches this, like, warforged with, like, non-metal parts.
Scuffs his armor a little.
Yeah. And, so, kind of, like, brushes off, like...
Is it my turn? Can I use a bonus action, too?
No, I was...
That was before my turn. Yeah. Okay.
You just got a free little, burst.
Yep.
On free them. Burst. Free burst. But they are going to move a bit away, and...
And he wasn't in my range, right? He wasn't in melee with me?
No. And after shooting down the light and it going dim is when they're shooting. You.
Me? Him. Okay.
That.
good.
Does an 11 hit?
An 11 hits?
And then we'll shoot again.
Shoot.
23 hit.
Boof.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
She's like, hey, that's so fun. You know, right?
Okay, that is 9 points of piercing damage.
9 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Oh.
That's like a quarter of my health.
Uh-oh.
You're going to do a scorpion get over here sort of an infirmary.
I did not read this,
but
hold on.
What are we doing? Uh-oh.
What's going on?
We
take a
damn liberty and... Adjustments, adjustments, adjustments.
in your favor.
Oh, okay.
Have you turned into Wile E. Coyote?
That was my 100%.
And 9 poison damage.
Ooh, that's a lot.
I am bloodied.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I forgot to write down my resistances.
Just necrotic and radiant. Yeah.
You elves, you.
Just kidding.
Just elf Samars.
Elf Samars, yeah. Nice. Okay.
Then they are going to this table. They're gonna. That's the end of their. So, it's your turn.
Okay. Love it. First. Having none of this bullshit, I am going to is he standing in the chandelier or is he next to it? Is it difficult terrain to get to him? Because I'm rocking
it's
up.
It's not difficult terrain. Okay. It's like. Because it's just a lantern.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, okay. We're actually just going to call this instead of this table. It's just okay. That's the lantern. I also forgot something that may be important. Did you all have your drinks before this?
I did.
Yes.
Did she get a chance to make mine? Because she was making it special.
She did. So, you all got your drink before this person walked up. So,
you had more drinks.
Right.
He's
going for another book.
Does it matter if I'm already an alcoholic?
Oh, that works.
This could be a choice in the moment.
No, it's a good thing.
This is my morning.
My morning drink.
You have a +2 to your AC.
Woo! Nice. All of us?
Yes.
So, oh, nice.
There's a little, like... It basically just makes you a little more, like, alert and a little speedier. And it lasts an hour.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, so, nice. That's amazing.
I promise. That would have just made me, like, you got me higher AC.
You're like, oh, shit.
No, I had planned that and I totally forgot. You guys started drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's what I did.
Okay. So I am going to approach him. I'm going to draw my sword as I walk up to him and cast Booming Blade on it, which is a cantrip action. make a melee attack. Oh, that's not a melee spell attack. Hold on.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
That's a bad idea. I don't want to make a melee attack. All right. So something I didn't talk to you about, and I maybe should have, Can my sword be my arcane focus?
Yes.
There's nothing magical about it. It's just my arcane focus. Yes. Amazing. So I'm not going to cast Booming Blade because that's a stupid spell for somebody with a negative one strength to have. Instead, I'm going to pull my sword and cast Sorcerer's Burst through it.
Okay.
So I will attack him again with that.
Okay.
7.
Is that a distance?
Or no. Like, that it, well, it's within 120 feet. It's not a touch spell.
Okay, so what then disadvantage?
Would I have disadvantage?
You take a ranged attack against an adjacent.
So you could have just stopped.
Yeah, I'll be back one because I thought I was going to do something completely different. It doesn't matter, though, because it's a 10 to hit.
Definitely miss him.
And then bonus action, instead of trying to hit somebody, let's make him make a dex 15. And I'm going to use Dragon's Breath. Fire.
Ooh. Huh? You're both really bad.
Amazing.
Nice. 11.
Yes, amazing. Ugh. 8 points of damage. I'm used to Taika doing just big numbers all the time.
And is your breath weapon fire?
Also? It is fire.
Yeah, it's weird to make the low-level play after she my god.
I think I can actually... Oh, funny story. That is touch. What? Oh, no, I cast it on myself. That's what it is. Okay.
So you did a spell, and then you did...
I did a cantrip, and then I did a level 3 spell. Level 2 spell.
Okay, and one of them was a bonus
action. Yes, Dragon's Breath is a bonus action.
Cool. Sick.
Hold on. I could not do that.
Okay.
He did not take that damage.
Take it back.
Yes. I do have Dragon's Breath, but I have to use a bonus action to use it. A separate action. Or I have to use a full action to use it. Casting the spell is a bonus action.
Oh, so you're ready.
This has changed since the last time I played a sorcerer.
Okay.
My bad.
So was there something else that you could have done?
Mm-mm.
Besides that
first no it was so. Yeah, failed horribly to hit him, and then prepared myself for my next turn.
Okay. And you cast it, but it's just
different. I have to have a full action.
Cool.
In hindsight, I should have done that as my action, but here we are.
Also, give yourself a finesse weapon and you'll be fine for attacks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deck, you can use your dex instead of your strength.
Do like what kind of sword?
It's
not like a short sword.
It probably is a short sword.
So we can use your dex.
Okay. I clearly should have paid more attention.
First session, new characters.
I'll go, because I didn't do anything with equipment, so that's my bad. But I'll take a look at that. But yes, I'm good being done now.
My turn?
Fuck that.
Your turn.
I'm just going to say to him kind of quietly, like, I don't, like, I'm never really loud or boastful, but I'm just like, you're so fucked. She's gonna kick your ass, and that is me casting my hunter's mark.
Oh, nice.
On him. And then I just sort of laugh to myself as I walk over and get my halberd and pick it up, take the little leather sheath off the blade of it, and then I look at him over there, and I'm just like, I don't feel like walking over there, and I cast Starry Wisp at him.
Ah, okay.
AC 14.
That misses.
Okay. That's my turn.
Okay.
Can you get closer to me? I gesture you over a little bit. Go ahead and use the last of your movement to get closer to me. I have a thing.
I'm within 30 feet of you. Is that okay. Enough?
Yeah. Well, we'll make it enough next turn. Setting up for next turn again.
Tarter.
All right.
Oh, but I do actually say a little bit louder. I'm like, I'd rather have death than a lifetime of mediocre dick. You can tell him that. But you can't, because you'll be dead.
They go, I don't know what that means, but I will relay the message.
I was like, no, you won't, because you'll be dead.
No, you.
I think you misunderstand the situation. We're the protagonist here.
We're the protagonists.
Say.
You don't even have a name.
They don't even care about you.
You didn't ask. Nobody ever asks.
Oh, well, what's her name?
I'll tell you next turn.
Okay, Tartar, what do you want to do?
Tartar's going to stand up. And she's going to run. But, you know, it doesn't look like she's trying very hard, but she's moving very fast. And she's going to, as she's running, you'll notice that her eyes change from light purple to the opalescent becomes her eyes. Ooh. And there's little purple sparks in it. And I feel like either, like, out of her eyes, like, shoot this, like, energy or, like, things. I feel like since we're in, like, a place with nature, like, that's probably what manifests. And she runs and vaults over the thing, just flavor-wise.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a bunch of, like, I don't know how you want to describe it, but, like, plants and stuff pop up around her and around him.
Joe, did you bring...
Yeah.
And she has entered her rage.
Nice. Rage!
Uh-oh.
Were you able to get all the farting I did the other?
No, I didn't.
I was like, I'm gonna be very polite.
Oh, yeah.
I went to the other room. There's a big blanket to keep the tubes out. But I was like, uh oh.
Tootie time.
Tootie time.
It's that very like acid.
My very herbalist drink.
That's what it actually was.
It's just what do they call those, like, those green drink?
The green smoothie or green juice.
Green juice, yeah. Just, like, one of those raw, fresh green juices where when you drink it and then, like, you just have the worst-smelling farts for, like, the next 18 hours.
No, thank you.
So that was your rage bonus action. Did you take an action?
Not yet. And I think also as that's happening, you didn't see it before because of her clothing, but she unsheaths her great axe that was on her back. And just all in one live, speedy movement, she's over the lantern, her greatsword's out, and things are glowing. And then she will attack with her great axe. She's going to use reckless attack. And she has savage attack. Well, okay, I'll have to wait.
Ooh.
Okay, 19 to hit.
That hits. Okay.
So he will have advantage on her if he, or they will have advantage on her if, yes, if they attack her.
Cool.
And I have savage attack, which means I can roll the damage twice and use the higher one. Well, it says whichever, but let's be real. I'm going to use the higher one. Okay. That's a 12.
That missed. Oh, it was or,
that's damage.
Damage.
Thanks. Yes.
So that's just remind me. So what kind of?
I believe it's slash.
Okay. It's like regular.
Yeah, it's not meshing. And then he has disadvantage on anybody other than me because of the
advantage and disadvantage on weapons.
Yes.
Right, and you did describe. What did your magical...
Oh, my starry wisp?
Yeah. What does it look like? Sound like, smell like?
Yeah, I did a really good starry wisp in there.
Brown star wisp.
I imagine for me, all of my spells just have a very sort of sylvan sort of vibe about them. So, like, the movements are all just sort of very fluid and... green is my sort of operative color, so just sort of like this, just sort of like kind of like green, like almost like thorny wisp shoots out towards it.
And I think when I hit the
and whenever I spell cast, Nuta glows just sort of slightly for a moment.
It's like a pulse.
When I hit him, the plant things dispersed and went and hung out with these guys. Two or three on each of them.
Mm. I think you might have stepped away, but when Tartar kind of like raged and like did things, like it was kind of like maybe the environment, but like the nature of the place.
I am suddenly very less focused on this assassin that's trying to kill me and like more focused on like these cool plants that have sprung up and the person that has brought them. So.
They're very like not material.
Mm-hmm.
Gilly? I imagine that Gilly's kind of like hiding under the table, waiting for her moment, which is now. She's going to cast Dissonant Whispers.
Mm.
14.
That misses.
Okay. And I think they still take some damage.
Yep. Dissonant Whispers is a saving throw, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm gonna...
Oh, is it?
Dissy Wissy?
First level enchantment.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Read the description.
Does it say attack?
Wisdom 10.
Yeah, you have to make a wisdom save against it.
Oh.
I shall...
So what do I do?
You don't have to do anything right now.
Okay.
Just yes. Let's
say what that is.
Wisdom
10? Oh, wow. I
rolled
real bad.
Yay!
Okay. Whoa! Roll damage.
Okay.
And please let us know what this looks like, sounds like.
So, it's going to sound like the worst Jesus Christ.
The worst Jesus Christ?
Yeah. It's just three. But it's going to sound like, you know, when people first start learning how to play the violin.
That's two fish.
Oh, yeah. So four.
First start playing the violin.
And so it's just like multiple strings being played, and it's just like.
Yeah.
As a teacher that has experienced that, I'm taking psychic damage.
So 3d6, or so 4 psychic damage.
Okay.
And they must immediately use their reaction to move as far away from me as they can. Using the safest route.
And that does provoke.
Ooh. Oh, it does?
Oh, nice. That's closer.
The thing is, if I'm out of movement.
It's a reaction and you get your
My fault.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Excuse me.
Sick. Okay. Go ahead.
Interesting.
What's this
D4? What's this D4 about?
Huh? Oh, watch out, Frodo's behind you. I've sat on it before and farted.
Come here, Frodo.
Surprise me.
And you're talking.
What the hell?
Nice.
And we're in our 40s now, and so sometimes we're surprised.
Nice. 16.
Just a little tube comes out.
I've always been like that, though.
Right. Anything else you want to do on your turn?
I think I can also. Oh, what was I gonna... I was thinking about something. Sorry. Can I do cutting words as a bonus action?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So...
Was Dissonant Whispers a cantrip? Or...
Dissonant Whispers...
Cutting words isn't a spell. It's a
feature.
Yeah.
Feature.
Cool.
It's their version. It's the antith opposite of Bardic Inspiration.
What makes a damage roll or succeeds on an ability check or attack roll?
He's not gonna leave that chair alone unless you sit down.
Spend one use for roll the Bardic Inspiration die and subtract the number rolled from the creature's roll. I don't understand. Sorry.
Oh, it's a reaction. You actually do it whenever.
If he's doing something that, like, if he's rolling an attack, use cutting words to lower his attack.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Not now.
You do that on somebody else when he's doing
things. Okay. That is it. Let me do a quick math.
I like how both cats jumped up there.
I know, right? They love an empty chair, especially if they think a butt might be near it.
Well, they also love, like, butts.
Mm-hmm. They also know who's allergic to cats and want to be nowhere but near that person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
They can sense it.
Also, the habit of them being there has got to play a huge part in it. Huge.
They're like, we don't care who it is. Do you have hands? Could you pet us? Could you get some tinned meats?
Is the advantage on any attack, or is it just melee?
Anything. Yeah.
Just curious.
Oh, no, no, no. Sorry, for reckless?
For your thing, yeah.
Yeah, giving you...
The effect on them.
Yeah, it just says, but attacks against you have advantage.
So melee, range, spell attacks.
Oh, I should have...
Oh, yeah, you got
rolled with advantage. Okay, cool. Just in case I got a 20 on that, on the opportunity.
Yeah, I didn't. Not at all. Reckless is dangerous, but that's what makes being a barbarian good, mm-hmm. is how dangerous it is.
Okay.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have Dragon's Breath cast on myself. It says, until the spell ends, the target can make a magic action to exhale a 15-foot cone. Yeah. That's a full action.
Mm-hmm.
If I use Quicken Spell to turn a leveled spell into a bonus action, that works, right?
Yeah, because you're not casting a spell with it.
Motherfucker, I'm about to blow this place up.
Sorcerers. Love it. I'm ready.
That makes me feel better. Pause.
Not with me around. I think we'll be all right.
Okay.
Our first campaign, she played a sorcerer for 3 years. From level 1 to level 20. So
very good at being a sorcerer. I was sitting here like, should I be this mean to Joe? Because I'm
fuck things up.
Do it. This is the pre-campaign. Yeah. They are going to take...
So there can still be consequences even from the pre-campaign.
What?
Oh my god. I'm good.
You're lucky I don't
have anything. Okay. Right,
there's a bubble of grapes.
It's going to shoot at you. It's just that one attack, right?
It's all attacks against me. Okay, advantage.
So that one is 20 something to hit.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. One hit.
And like I wouldn't. Shoot
again at you.
Didn't you guys have to stop me?
That's an 11. Does that hit?
No.
Yeah.
One more time, natural 20.
Ooh!
That hit.
That misses.
Okay. Rough.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay. First hit is going to be...
Just to set expectations, I love a dangerous campaign. Don't feel bad. I fucking love it.
I love danger!
I feel bad. Is my... that's a 11 piercing.
Okay.
To...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
But then... Sorry. Nice.
Oh.
That's 5 poison.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's full, right? Because we don't have...
Correct.
Okay. And then the second hit, that was a natty 20. And also, there were some rules that I was going to go over at the beginning. We can do it at the end.
Mm.
And this applies to everyone else, too. Obviously, if you roll a natural 20, you double the... So you roll more dice.
Yes.
And you re-roll any ones.
Oh, nice.
Ooh! Sick. You're fair!
That's exciting.
When you get a natural 20, like I rolled less damage than I could have on a regular hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot it's to add
damage.
It's not your average. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know where it is.
Yeah, I'll do that after.
Can't leave people alone. Okay. So that's 9 piercing, half to 4.
Okay.
And then that is.
Thanks. Okay.
How you doing?
I'm bloodied.
Okay.
Then it is going to... Chris, are you bloodied?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, and that's it, right? Like, does it continue to do that, or only if you recklessly attack the next?
It's any attack before my next turn mm-hmm. has advantage on me.
Is the hide any different in 2024 from 5e?
It's the same, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's you have to.
It's totally different. I think we were talking about hide armor.
Hide action.
Yeah, it gives you the invisibility condition.
And you have it's a, it's not perception. It's DC like 15.
It's
or something,
a DC 15 perception. I think, regardless of how well you did.
And that's one of the things that I argue the most about. It's like, oh yeah, you hide. It's DC 15. But if somebody can see invisibility, it doesn't matter how good you are. Mm-hmm. They can see you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's fair to rogues at all.
I was like, yeah, it's still just furs and pelts, you know? Like, it's the same AC.
Thank you. So, here, they're going to step into, like, the super dark. And then you don't see them anymore in the shadows.
Interesting.
Oh yeah, the DC to find them is their stealth check, but you have to hit at least the 15, otherwise you fail.
Oh, well, that makes more sense.
4 total for those two hits. Thank you.
And then if anybody finds you, you make an attack, you cast a spell with a verbal component, or you make a sound louder than a whisper.
Louder than a whisper.
Okay. Next up, Sora.
Okay. The motherfucker ran away from me. That makes me mad. Makes me mad. All right.
So is he invisible?
Yes.
Basically.
He's hidden, which counts as invisible.
And if you attack, it's just disadvantage. Right?
If you attack him and you don't see him, yeah. I think you still also have to guess what square he's
in. Like Battleship?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, actually, yeah. Like Battleship.
When I make my move.
Well, I was going to try and do more damage, but then he hid from me. So I will use Quicken Spell, 2 sorcery points, and cast Bright Sparks. The region around me up to a distance of 60 feet is, bright blue light. And I am going to move. Yeah. Perception checks, have advantage to spot creatures hidden in shadows. And then I am going to try and find him.
How very situationally 15, relevant. 20,
25, 30.
Crazy.
30 is all the further I can get. Unfortunately, do I see him?
Like, I looked at your character sheet.
Yeah. May I perceive?
You may.
And I get advantage.
Yes.
Come on, motherfucker. This die is going to jail. The one that is not bad is a 14. All right.
5, 10, 15.
Was he further back whenever he went into hiding than I can reach in a 15-foot cone?
You saw him disappear, like,
back there. Oh, that's what I thought. Okay. Well, balls. In that case... You know what's hilarious? I don't have a lot of AoE stuff. I did not build this character the way I should have. It's disadvantage to attack, though, right? Because we can still try to attack him. Right?
Yes. But you would have to know...
What square he was in?
Yeah. Tell me where your turn.
What is along this wall? Is it the bar? Or what area am I looking at?
A couple of boofy tables.
Okay. But there's no patrons anymore, right? They all ran?
Conveniently.
When you all came this way, like, there are a couple of people that are, like, scattering. That's something else I could, like,
people are.
Because, like, there's still, like, 6 second rounds.
Oh, okay.
They're still getting out of the
area. Still getting out of there.
So okay. If you were to, like, chuck a fire wall, for example, like.
Yeah, like, I don't have one of those.
You can't do that yet. But, yeah. Like, yeah, that would definitely hit people. But.
Okay. Then in that case.
So there's nobody directly where. In that area, but. Depends
okay.
on how big of an area you're trying to fight.
Okay.
Like, they're not going to be standing between you and the assassin.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I had a narrative made up in my head about how this turn was going to go, and mm-hmm. then now it's different.
So sorry.
I know, right? I bonus action for Bright Sparks, 60 foot. Bright light, so there. If there are shadows, there's very few of them. And then I am going to hold an action
okay.
with. You can get to me, and I say, Aiko, come here. Okay. Fuck. Can I take it back? Can I not have used? That is a bonus action.
Bright Sparks?
What you just said?
Yeah. It's just Bright Sparks is actually an action. I used meta magic for it, not understanding what was going on. I want to undo the bonus action of it, have that as my action.
Okay.
But I can't hold a bonus action.
No.
Fuck! It's been a hot fucking minute. All right. I'm going to make a decision right about... Now I'm going to hold Chromatic Orb fire. And if I see him within 90 feet of me, I'm going to pop it off.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Chromatic Orb, is that a area or is it just a one?
It's target. I have to attack.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Believe me, if I had an area spell, I'd be lighting it up. But I didn't get any.
People around, not right where you are, but...
Yeah, nonetheless, right?
Okay. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Okay.
That is my turn. Oh, and you don't have to join me. I retconned that. I have a spell for you.
I like to imagine that you actually say, I retconned that.
Wait. I mean, you're coming this way anyway.
I mean, this is my place yeah. is in one of well, these three squares.
And to be fair, I think that you would probably actually know what it is. I have magic weapon, so you're not carrying a magical weapon, right? It's just a regular halberd.
Yeah.
Bonus action, magic weapon. You touch a non-magical weapon until the spell ends. The weapon becomes magic plus one.
Where's the wall of the thing?
The edge.
The edge.
The wall.
Okay.
These are booths.
Okay.
Seems
concentration.
Huh?
Are you casting that after?
No. I was hoping to, but then I realized it was a bonus action, so I couldn't.
And he disappeared here?
Two over, right there.
Right there, okay. Fairy fire, and that.
Ooh.
20-foot square.
Nice. This is interesting. Magic weapon isn't a concentration
spell. So if he is in that, he needs to make... A dexterity saving throw.
Okay, what does that look like?
So it's just I kind of come over with my it's just verbal for fairy fire, and so I just go over there and I'm just like, "Show yourself, you stupid fucking coward!" And then as I say that, just this bright. Brilliant green light floods that cube.
Okay.
And he's to make a dex save of 12.
Brilliant green cube lights up. Looks beautiful up in here.
Sparkles. Like sparkles.
Sparkle, sparkle.
Shine bright like an emerald.
Yeah. However, there is no... You do not see.
Okay.
Interesting. Gotcha.
And that, unfortunately, also dropped my Hunter's Mark, because Fairy Fire is also a concentration spell.
Could you have used Hunter's Mark with to try and find him?
Yeah, but I was trying to reveal him so that you'd get your... Mm. I was trying to set you up for the big hit. Cool. I'm just going to hang out with my wang out.
Hopefully not.
All right.
Let's see.
It's going to be a while before I'm not entertained by your name being Tartar.
Well, I've told you all where he isn't.
Yeah, right? Where the fuck is he?
I'm going to walk over here.
Is it a full action to, like, look with perception?
I would say, like, I think it depends on what else you're trying to do. I don't think to do those checks should be a full action.
Bonus action or just a free action once per turn? Can I look for it with my bonus action so I'm not using it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
I'm just...
But yeah, because I also just focused for this situation, it's a bonus action to, like, do a perception check.
Oh, nice.
I guess I'll do a perception check.
Not to say that's what you're doing, but it's
fine. Well, I don't think that I can do anything else.
Who's a good Saiyan?
So I will do that.
Who's a good Saiyan?
19.
Ooh, nice.
Come on, you're coming up.
Just a little further over.
Could I have done that before I ran?
Yeah.
It's okay if not.
Yes.
Although I wouldn't be able to make it over there anyway. Six. Okay. Thank you. And I'll... Uh-huh. Oh, I think he's over there. To the left a little bit of the green.
Oh, you would have... I mean, it didn't matter. You made it, but you would have made that with advantage. Because of Bright Sparks.
Oh.
Yeah. So, roll again. I don't know why I'm calling for rolls. I'm not.
It's for 14, which I know also is not.
It was an 18, so. I promise that's where I have.
Of course. Of course.
Hey, I trust you.
Uh-huh.
And even if it wasn't where you had him, I still trust you. You're the DM. You call the shots.
Oh, wow.
So this is really good.
Nice. It's from Canada.
Come on. Nice. You have to take a picture of it.
Yeah, so Matt bringing him up. He was bringing me this cider that was like a green apple cider. And it kept giving me headaches. And I looked at the ingredients and I realized it's because it had vodka in it.
Oh!
It was like a malted beverage. I thought it was a cider. This is actually a cider. It's really good.
It's seasonal, so.
Yeah, you should try and mess with them after we're done today.
Okay. So... Technically, I also have a spear. Can I switch weapons and attack?
Yeah, how does that work? Sorry, I just keep asking.
Oh, I think it's part of a move action, yeah.
Okay, cool. I will do that, because I don't want to lose my rage. Mm-hmm. I'll point him out to you guys. Follow my spear. Follow my spear. Oh, yeah, also, at the start of my turn, the little wispy plants dissipate from around you and come back to me.
Mm. Nice.
Okay. I will... Oh, wait. Does this have to be... Sorry. It's been a minute since I played a barbarian. Okay. I'll do reckless again. And actually, let me see how far I can throw the spear.
Oh, can I see him? Can I attack him with Chromatic Orb?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because once she sees them, it's done.
Oh, which of these dice are not gonna hate me? This guy.
Hey, that's a 22 to hit.
That hits.
Amazing. Ooh. 13 points of damage. That was pretty good.
Also, the three times I tried to shoot you, well, I guess they were really high, but just remember you're plus two maybe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a 25
bit.
Nice.
Ooh, balls.
4, 5, 6, 7 damage. Oh, wait, I get to roll every time I make an attack. I get to, or the one time per turn, I get to roll it twice and choose the higher note.
Did you have a rage?
Yes, that's 8 total. 8 damage, and as I hit him, the energy dissipates and comes back and hangs around you guys again.
Okay, cool. And then you got advantage on you again?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
Oh my god, it looks like it was a... Okay, so, well... Okay. Billy?
Hey. That's your turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I thought you didn't like my song. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Maybe that's not the best to hear. And I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers again.
Nice.
And he needs to do a wisdom saving throw.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. Wait, what was that?
How was like, wisdom? I have 30, oh. So.
Oh, so you.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Action?
Oh, sorry. What?
You move 60 feet.
I didn't need to. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 And then I don't think I'm close enough.
Okay.
What's the range?
Third. Oh, maybe. Oh, it's 60. Yeah. Oh, that's what was just the 60.
In... Yeah, you're right save, within right? it.
What's up?
I make a save, right?
Yep.
And that was wisdom?
Yep.
12.
And that's against my
spell save DC.
Oh, yeah, that.
Is ten
that's more than my okay. spell save, but spell you save still, DC? Yeah. Oh, wow. But you still take half.
Okay. Hit me.
Seems like your spell save DC should be higher than that.
We're also pretty like we're only level 4, so.
To talk about.
I'll look at it.
Yeah.
So it's 8 plus proficiency bonus, so that's 10, plus the relevant modifier.
For Bard is...
With charisma.
Charisma?
What's your charisma?
0 or 1?
Oh,
it's
all the way
zero. Oh, it yeah.
is
10. Yeah, dang.
That's right. Well, not that I'm happy. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 So half of that would be... We go up. Right, down. We round up.
Round down, always round down.
So 4.
Done. The place is filled once again with the screeching sounds of people. Hey, is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
Nah, I'm gonna stay behind that table. Keep myself safe.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm squishy.
Did you remember to raise your stats this afternoon?
Huh?
Okay. Top of the round. Let me do some math again.
But apparently it just shows charisma.
Yeah,
you might see if Joe will let you switch it between sessions.
Yeah, you can definitely switch it.
Because all your stuff is based off charisma.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
You're too Tony attuned.
Yeah.
Switch it before next session. Okay.
See the charismatic bright star that you are.
Okay. Disadvantage on people besides you. Correct. Okay.
Oh, really? Nice.
What's your
a shot at you. Oh my god, that's a nat one.
Yeah!
It goes flying. It's very embarrassing.
You suck!
I looked at you like, that's really embarrassing for him. Isn't he an assassin or something?
Like, the steel under the skin. It's a little, like, ember.
Oh, I thought there'd be, like, one metal tier.
Yeah, just a nail.
Just a streak of rust.
Shot you again. 11 to hit.
That'll miss.
Yeah.
And then shoots at you.
Ooh, 3 attacks. Bang.
That is a 19.
That hits. Even with your bonus AC?
Yep. Back.
6 piercing, half to 40. 7 poison.
All right.
How are you looking?
A little over a fourth of my HP.
Ooh. How are you looking?
I'm still half.
Okay.
I get a bit of healing if things pop off.
Yeah.
I do too.
I as well.
The two are better to find it. Well, too late. I need to remember it has eviction. Okay. This is gone?
Technically it lasts until my next turn.
Okay.
Nice.
Is going to step into the shadows. Hide. And this time, we're going to use this and see what it rolls.
Nice.
Hey, that's fine.
Like...
Is it the other side?
It's just like unlock.
Okay.
Well, we're not doing that. Okay, that is a...
Uh-huh. Like this?
So.
Joe? Like this?
That's the bottom.
That's the bottom.
Thank you. I think it's probably the same one. Okay, that's a 20.
Woof. To hide?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So.
Do we see which direction he steps, or that's...
Steps... This way. We'll say...
As he hides?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's here. It's 15 into this corner. We'll say step over here. So disappear right there.
Interesting.
This is the last spot that you saw.
This guy hides a lot.
He's assassin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really pretty die, too. I like that.
Thanks! Gothic vampire games.
Probably old. Okay. That's it.
It's me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bonus action. I reach out and I give you a magic weapon. You got +1 to hits and damage.
Hey.
Shockingly, I don't know how, but that's not a concentration spell. And then...
Because no one would use it if it was.
Fair.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And then a 15-foot cone from there. I'm going to use my dragon breath to see if I catch his dumb ass in there. Dex 15 if he's in it. And... Oh, Bright Sparks goes away, so it is dim light again. Because that only lasts to the start of my turn.
One.
Yes. Ooh, pretty good. 11. 11 points of damage.
As you unleash your dragon breath,
yes.
Stinky.
Amazing.
Right there. And sorry, what was the damage?
11? Yeah.
Damn, all right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's get it. And that was move, action, bonus action. Got that 10-foot reach.
Hey, last chance. You can just go and tell them that we had a okay time, and we had an okay time, but like not like the rest of my lifetime. And so I am going to attack him with my halberd.
Attack him!
Yeah, and they're gonna say I have a job. Also, my name is Smoke.
Mm.
You just made that up.
I did.
It's pretty cool, though.
Thank you.
I said that in character.
I know.
Well, I don't have any inspiration they can give me.
No.
All right.
Oh, I've got bardic inspiration.
Oh, you have to get that at the end of your turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I didn't hit him. Unless I do have a bonus action, so
even with the plus one.
Even with the plus one, I rolled a three.
A rough.
Yeah, bonus action.
I completely whiff with the front end of my stick, but this thing's got two ends, and so I whiff to the side, then come back and try to jab him with the back end of it.
Oh no!
That one.
Oh, all right. Put that dice in jail. I accidentally took one of my dice out of jail because I didn't know why it was all the way over there, but we're just going to leave that there.
I'm just like, why can't I hit you? I just want to hit you.
Because I'm made of smoke.
They're like, same.
Consider that.
Now we're both two idiots just standing
Consider that a friendly warning. next time I'll hit if you don't get out of here.
Okay. Oh my god, is that your turn? Is
there
anything else we can
do? I think I have one move left, so I'm going to move back.
Harder.
All right. I will run and attack.
For it. I think I'm going to scream from in the back, you don't even know them!
I really just don't like this person. Have you been listening to the conversation?
Yeah, but you don't even know them!
I thought you were talking about him. He doesn't even know.
You just met them. Why are you protecting them?
I'm helping.
Everybody loves a good murder.
25.
Nice.
The little buddies come out against you guys or near you guys again. Use the 11. So that is 19. Or 17.
Damage.
And then for my bonus action, I'll say, I don't really like being close to you, and I will disappear.
Mm.
Oops.
And I'll tell you this assassin looks really, really bad. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I
should have told you what they were bloody, but you can't tell.
Yeah. Accurate.
When he's oily?
No, he's too edgy.
I step into the starlight and reappear elsewhere.
Ooh. Okay. Is that your turn?
Yes.
Illy. Let's see.
Sir, I'm sorry, my legs are bare.
They're just not bare. Also, at this point, most of the patients have, like, clear...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, fireballs on the table, everybody.
Fireball the table?
I would say, like, because they would, like, you guys kept moving back and forth, and they had to, like, get over here, and some of them are, like, running the back. Mm-hmm. Like, oh! Like, but so for now, like, everyone is kind of, like, here, and, like, there, I would say they're probably, like, five people left in terms of who made their way out.
Yeah, cast animal friendship on them.
Can I do Vicious Mockery as a cantrip?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mock them.
And that's wisdom.
Yeah.
Say it.
And how do you mock them?
Yeah, well, I'm ready.
Okay.
I wait until we find out if it's...
Yeah, let's see. Then we
see.
Oh, that's a nat one.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You've rolled a lot.
You have, unfortunately.
Poorly. I think that Gilly's going to start walking toward him as she's speaking.
Ah.
And she's going to be like, who do you think you are, you robot son of a bitch? You have no place interfering on behalf of a tyrant that would rather kill an innocent young man than admit his son is a shitty leg.
Oh my god.
Amazing. Wait,
I thought you didn't want to get involved.
Well, I gotta say something.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so good.
It's just 1d6, so it's not as...
But it also gives them disadvantage in the next hit.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Well, and that was an action, so you can give somebody bardic as a bonus action, yeah. Right?
So let's see. Oh, I can move. One,
smoke,
two.
Whether that be their actual name or not. it looks like now they are hanging on by a thread, both physically
and mentally. And I'm going to give you some bardic because I can't reach the other people.
Thanks. That's very nice of you.
We're all within 30 feet.
It's within 30 feet. It doesn't have to be touch.
Oh, I thought it did.
It's magical.
Oh. Well, then I'm going to do you because you're the
target. How do you inspire him?
I say.
Side boo. No, I'm kidding. Old joke from somewhere else.
You must have been a really good lay if they're going after you this hard.
Just right behind you. Right up in his ear.
Yeah. You can do it from a distance, but like...
I'm just going to pat you on the bottom.
Which is like, eye level for you.
It's like real life.
Okay. Your bardic's a d6?
Yes.
Got your whole turn?
Uh-huh.
Okay. They are going to...
Excuse me.
Is that a pointy die in your pocket, or are you just happy to save me?
So sorry. Okay.
As they enter that first square,
uh-huh.
I'm going to use my reaction to use an attack against them with my halberd.
Okay.
Because I took Polearm Master as a feat.
Hell yes.
You know what I'm going to take at level 8 if we get there? Sentinel, so I can pair it up with my Warcaster.
All right. Does an 18 hit.
Yay!
Hit.
Yay!
Thank you. Also, I would have missed if it hadn't been for for your bardic inspiration. Hadn't been for that little tap on the back.
Little butt pat.
Attaboy.
That is 7 points of damage.
So poetic. Off-lampus. I didn't even know you had that, even though I said I loved your character shape. How do you want to do this?
Yay!
I'm actually... I am not going to kill him. I'm going to deal him subdual, or whatever they call it these days. Non-lethal damage. And as he like collapses to the ground, I'm just going to be like, tell them I'm not interested. I don't want to get married. I'm only 18 years old. God. And then I'm gonna pick up his unconscious body and put him out next to the dumpster.
Okay.
Like, that's where trash goes.
Hey.
Can I roll a history check?
Also, I'm pretty lithe, but like as I pick him up, like I do have an 18 strength, so just, like, these muscles just sort of ripple out in my arms.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Can I roll a history check on maybe not what I know about this person, because he's just a random guy, but do I think that the person who hired him is going to do, maybe not a history check, do I think that this guy is going to get up, walk away, and just try to do the same thing again in the future?
I would say you can roll an insight based on your interactions.
Okay. Whereas my naive 18-year-old brain just like, I knocked him out and told me to leave me alone. That's problem solved.
7. Fuck! You're in jail too.
You can't really tell, but they look pretty.
You would have done all
right. Defeated right now.
Okay.
Physically, mentally, spiritually.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I would like to finish him off.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At some point.
I think that you and I probably meet outside, because I was going to do the
same. Yeah, so I leave him at the dumpster, wipe my hands, come back inside.
Oh, I gotta...
And I look at Gilly, I'm like, hey, where did where did this Sarah and the other person go?
Don't you worry.
Okay, and then I'm going to sit down and finish my drink.
So it's like you left the group chat was like, yeah.
Get him!
So you do carry, you go by yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you carry, and like at this point, the patrons are like kind of outside, and like they're also trying to like look in, and you're like, how did it end? And then you walk out this body dumped in the dumpster.
Next to the dumpster, as if like, oh, as if you're like leaving like a sofa you no longer want on the curb.
The old appliance.
Yeah.
The bed bug mattress.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, so then you come back in, go out. You do want to kill this?
Yeah, 100%.
And as you're all like kind of shuffling around, patrons are coming back.
I say that brings a group together. The group that murders together stays together. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think I see you going out there, and, like, you have the same intent that I do, so I'm not, like, a stab-em-up kind of person, so I'll make eye contact, give you a nod, and just keep an eye out for you. Oh, Jesus, your unsettling eyes! Yep, there it is.
Murder them. Is there anything you want to take, or, like, do you want
definitely
to
definitely search the body, see if anything's...
Can I cause a distraction so not as many people see them doing that?
You go out too?
No, inside the inn, I wanted to like start playing like a rousing drinking song of good overcoming evil, and people come in and start buying drinks again.
Nice.
Amazing. Yes, you definitely can. And as you are doing that, people are like back.
Nice.
Because it's only been like
yeah, a
couple minutes.
Yeah, if that.
Yeah,
well, and so if we're searching the body, can I give you advantage? I'm rolling like dog shit.
Yep, yeah, go ahead and search. Well,
do we even need it? Huh. We're not moving fast, I guess.
I don't think you need to actually roll for it. I mean, it's pretty. They're an assassin. They have the missive from. Lord side, who is George's
daughter. Okay.
Follow them.
I should definitely read this.
Bring him back at all costs. Do what you need to. Nothing is off the table. Either he marries my son, or you. Erase him from this
system. So, fuck me. This is a lot more serious than Isora even fucking knew. Like, I read that and I'm like, wow. That's
children.
I don't think this person's a very good person.
No. No, 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 no. That's nuts. Okay.
With that, though, you are, you find two short swords, one light crossbow. They have studded leather armor on. And on them, they have 19 gold.
Nice. Sweet. I just throw all the equipment off to the side as I find it. Like,
yeah, we don't need that.
Do we never need studded leather?
I'm wearing some.
Okay. I mean, I can't wear armor.
Mine looks nicer than his.
Nepo baby.
Speaking of, the Nepo baby has completely given up.
Good.
Good, he's shitty.
So you are back in the...
It's interesting, too, because, like, I came back in, like, they were gone. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll talk to Gilly. And then you start playing a song. I'm like, this is normal. So I just quietly am sipping my drink and just kind of daydreaming a little bit.
Ruby something comes back in and... sorry. Maybe I'll flip it. My bad.
It's so far gone.
No, it's fine. It is very old.
So... hands you
another drink.
Nice.
Oh, so here you go.
Thanks,
sweetheart.
Oh, but you need it. Yeah. How much are these, by the way?
What do I tell you so that you don't buy like 100 of them to have your?
I won't. I'm not gonna bust it.
Two soap.
I'm going to hand her a gold piece and say, thanks so much. And the rest of that's just kind of, I know that guy who was chasing me broke his chandelier, and I feel really bad about that. I say, suck some dicks I shouldn't have. You don't have to feel this, right?
Baby, I know.
Didn't expect this to happen, but...
You know, I wish I could say that this is the first time something like this has happened here, but it's not... And that's okay. But here, a little something for you. Suck some more dick that you should.
I mean, probably likely. I'm, you know, I make the same mistakes over and over, I feel like.
She does hand you to go.
Oh.
Like, sipping cup. Drinks.
Fancy sipping
of them. She's, feel free to share. But.
These are like the herbal green ones that I've got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
that strong.
So is it nightfall already, or
it is? Yeah, it is okay. Dark. But okay. As you, as you reach into your pocket to pay her, grab that gold, find this.
Uh oh.
I've been the first pickpocketed. This is the coolest day ever. So, except for that. But this is the coolest day ever.
What were you all doing? Are you back inside now?
Yeah, I would have put 14 gold down on the table and said, I took my share already.
Of course.
I found this gold on his on their dead body.
I'm going to try and take the rest of the gold off the table. Like, you guys don't want this, right?
Oh, yeah, you can have it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I'll take... half of the total then. And now there's 9 left.
That's not what you said.
I thought we were splitting it evenly.
You said you were done. You said this was mine and now you're taking it back.
You made a lot of money. I saw how many coins were being flipped.
Oh, that is none of your business.
Oh, hey. Yeah, there was like 9 gold, or how much gold was it?
There was 14.
14 gold. And so you would have taken 5 more of it. I just hand you 5 gold pieces. I'm like, it's fine. I say, hey, thanks so much. By the way, what's your names? I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you before while you were up there singing that wonderful song. But my name's this is Isra.
So,
but yeah.
What's your name?
Thanks.
This is Aiko. My name is Asora.
Aiko. Sorry, what was... Aiko.
I'm Gilly Fancy Pants.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Fancy Pants.
No. You can just call me Gilly.
Oh, okay, Gilly.
My mother is Miss Fancy
Pants. Is that like a traditional halfling name?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Cool. I'm Tartar.
I'm giving Gilly a little bit of a look.
What a beautiful name.
Thank you. Mm.
I like the repetition in it. It's very, it just sort of rolls off the tongue. Hey, so what are those really cool plants that you were summoning? I've been like studying plants a long time. I've never noticed anything like those before.
Oh, I'm very connected to this planet.
Me too.
They help. Yes.
This is Nota. You can also call him Naughty. Whatever you feel more comfortable.
Why Naughty?
Because I can't say his real name.
Nota?
I can't say it.
Do you have an impediment?
My God, where did the asshole?
I hold it together. I don't laugh. No, I couldn't say it when we were younger, and so I never said it.
I'm kind of looking to you now, like, now that, like, there's a conversation.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of watching. God, those eyes, am I right? So what y'all steal? What are you doing here? I wouldn't speak just... like that. I'm a noble.
Oh. Also, just as you're looking at me, like, oh.
I think Naughty wants
the adults can talk. I'm a traveling bard. I kind of move around from place to place, seeing the world and getting coin.
Also, it's so much easier to maintain eye contact with my glasses off, because then I can't actually see you.
Fair.
That doesn't make me uncomfortable.
And you? What are you doing here?
I came to this planet to help after the events.
Oh, okay.
And I'm helping rid this planet of bad things.
What's on the list of bad things?
The person we just killed.
Okay, so the person we just killed thinks we're bad things. So how does that rate on your...
What do you fall on the morality scale? What do you fall on that?
I'm sorry, do you assign specific values to people?
I mean, they came here to kill someone for fucking someone. I don't think that's right.
Okay.
Do you?
I think what separates us from them is that he would have killed us, but, you know, we just left him with a lesson by the dumpster, so.
Yes.
Honey, we sure
that's
did.
That's exactly what happened.
Didn't we, Tartar?
And I think that's what
we
makes
sure
us.
Did.
That's what makes us good people, and him a bad guy.
I think we might have very similar values, Tartar. Oh.
Your eyes are going to be opened, I think, sometime soon.
No.
Oh, thank you. I get people keep telling me like they really like the green of them, and it just so happens that it matches Nutta's eyes as well and his scales.
I'm gonna lean in a little quieter. Hey, Tartar.
Hey, Iz.
His eyes don't need to be opened. Leave him alone.
But how can he see if his eyes are closed?
You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, both know I can hear you.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Speaking of. Hearing things. We're gonna make a perception check at disadvantage. This is in hindsight.
In hindsight.
Ooh, so. A little hindsight.
Good old natty one.
Ooh. I got a nat 20, but ooh. The other one's a 16.
That's still really good.
And this was
perception.
Insight or perception? Okay.
11.
15.
18. In the hubbub of battle, also that's an attitude, like something you want to roll, but
oh yeah, I don't think I've told this anybody this yet.
No. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm
like, actually, you know, this is my fancy drink, and I don't get this like this.
Just out there.
In the heat of the fight and everything, it goes mostly unnoticed because there's so many people like kind of around you and you guys were doing things. But while you were kind of a bit back from everybody, you did notice somebody who was moving a lot more smoothly and like than other people, less in a panic, more observant. And you saw them kind of like move in a way that wasn't like directly to like the door and like rushing out. Like they kind of like circled their party a little bit. If at any point do you had like kind of touched your pockets or anything or like something. Do you get this and a
key? Yay. Well,
but you didn't already have a key?
You did.
Oh,
it was a second key.
Two vaults. Interesting.
Kill your brother.
Well, and I just found this in my pocket.
You did.
I was like, you keep looking at that. Don't you have it memorized by now?
Yep.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I got one too.
Did you?
And Black.
He's got notes.
Yeah, I got this note. It says.
What does it say?
It says, Aiko, a chance to escape, an opportunity to prove your worth. What are you waiting for? And then it's signed with one of those squiggly letters I never bothered learning.
Hmm? Does it say anything else?
No. Also came with this key.
Interesting.
You guys seem to
That's what do you think that means?
I don't know, but I'm excited to see. I mean,
I do. You need to roll deception because I'm lying. You don't need to roll deception.
You don't even need to because I am not inciting any of you at all.
You do for me. Because I am definitely inciting everybody.
If you ever want to do, just let me know. You're like, I'm being.
I was going to keep it in, because you guys are keeping it in, and I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't say to keep it secret, and I wouldn't.
Insight? Also a 19.
Rollies.
Rollies? Roll again.
Wait, did you get 19?
Yeah.
Okay, 19,
19. Doesn't meets it beats it?
Oh, meets it beats it. Never mind. You can tell she's fine.
Okay. I just twig a little bit. So, you said you got one.
Yes.
Did you get one too? Yes.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I guess you can enjoy your drink while we leave, then.
Where are you going?
Elsewhere.
Oh. Goodbye. Because I'm where I need to be, right?
I go.
Oh, I thought this was... Oh, okay. Well, hey, it's a pleasure meeting both of you.
Hope you don't die. Good luck.
I mean, we all will someday, right?
Before they as take off.
As a famous Iowa Republican once said.
Huh? What?
What? Joni Ernst, she's a senator from Iowa, and people are like, your plan is going to kill people. She's like, everybody dies someday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Before they take off, I kind of want to take Ike aside and just be like, you know, you're going to learn this as you get older, but it's a much more fulfilling sex life if you tell people what feels good. And that way you'll never have bad sex.
Oh, no, I told him what felt good. It just was bad performing it.
You need to stop.
I did. But apparently that was the problem.
Yeah. Okay.
I say I'm 18. I'm an adult. So I have a pretty good idea.
Yes, you are, sweet baby.
Aiko, let's go.
I'm having sex that you people wouldn't even, like, dream of.
Stop!
I'm reinventing it.
No!
I'm sure you are, sweet, sweet summer
Naughty,
child.
Bite his ear!
Goodbye.
Ow! Don't bite! Don't listen to her! Listen! Okay, if I'm coming, I'm sorry.
I will make eye contact with you briefly, and then I will go up to Ruby, and, where's the basement? And I'll hold up the letter that I have.
I thought you were all just patronizing my bar.
I would love to have another drink on my way down. And I slide, what, 2 silver over? Is that what she charged? Whatever she charged, yes. I would send it.
She quickly mixes it up. I would say, like, you two noticed this. I don't know if you already went with them or not, but,
I made eye contact with Tartar, but she lied to me, so I made sure not to make eye contact with Killy.
But you do notice that, like, she kind of goes over and talks to me, and it seems like you know enough about this kind of, like, secret, like, you know, that there's something else going on. She kind of, like, you know, noticed that she, like...
Can I sneak over and overhear what they're saying?
Sure. If you want to sneak and not be seen, go ahead and make a stealth.
Would I notice that she's sitting over there?
Are you still next to
her? Yeah. I'm staying with my new friend.
Yeah, I was just gonna walk behind you.
I'm just gonna walk behind you staring.
Give her the disadvantage on herself.
she told me shush, so
I thought I'd play.
Okay. So maybe that's why you got
to talk. Okay, yeah. Yeah, my passive is 12.
Yeah. First you notice Tartar.
Oh, doll.
Yeah, just like kind of walking behind my otherwise sneaky Gilly. But she's like over. And she's like, so it goes up to you. I think at this point you probably do hear no matter what. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's not a lot of words exchanged, but the vibe is like, hey. And Ruby, you do hear say, and I thought you were just here to, like, see me or, you know, whatever. Like, I'll make that drink for you. And she does one. And then goes just down the stairs. Doors on the right.
Insight. Is this, ugh, never mind. Fuck it. It's 11. I'm rolling like hot garbage!
She doesn't sound good.
Cool. Well, I will take my drink, glare a little bit at Gilly, and walk down the stairs.
I give you a wink.
Mm-mm.
Do y'all go with her?
No, I'm gonna wait a little bit.
I'll be like, hey, what was that about? To Ruby. Okay.
What's your say?
I'll go with her.
You're not telling me anything.
And then now she like kind of turns around, starts yelling at drunk people.
I turn to you, I go,
shh. Amazing.
You're the first down, right?
Yeah.
Just walking. Somehow she is still sneakier than you.
Not even trying.
But you are the first to get down.
Mm-hmm.
There are three doors
mm.
down there. It's like kind of like not like a hallway necessarily, but like a bigger space.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Another one looks like a plain unmarked door, and then the one on the right just has like a symbol that looks like what,
no, we're
that looks like what's on your
okay.
Yeah, the like GD,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of like engraved
mm-hmm.
in it.
Okay. I will pull out my key and unlock it.
Second.
Hmm? Second key. The key that I was given.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do hear the lock click open.
Mm-hmm.
And you unlock the door. And open it.
Mm-hmm.
Step inside.
Yeah.
At this point, I would say you guys are sneakily going down, and
you see her standing there by herself, unlocking a door.
Where are you?
You hear toilet flush. And I'm not
the fuck? You're a toilet flush. I guess it is technologically
advanced. Just like. Oh, those green jinx hit quick.
Oh my god. I know, right?
drinking, let's go.
You're like, oh, I'm going somewhere.
Oh, we have to see if it comes away, but she gave me a second one. I'm still nursing.
So you do see her unlock the doors. Would you all like to go in? And you do mm-hmm. notice, like, big.
Mm. I go in. This is what I'm here for.
Everyone in?
I make
follow,
sure that...
Follow Gilly
and Carter. No, you over here.
Oh, okay. Hi. Don't worry, I washed my hands.
I imagine if you don't have one of these, you'll probably get killed as you walk in the door, I say, looking at Gilly slightly, and then I walk through the door.
You all walk in.
I will walk through the door as well.
And when you walk in, you see, like... a room that is pretty different from the vibe of the rest of the bar. It's a little... Some of you are more used to this, especially those who have frequented or been to the more high-techy like cities, like anywhere in Bahar, the Imperial Capital of Cantemir, space in some places. So, the walls are more, like, just, everything's not as rustic. Everything's a little cleaner, a little sleeker. And along the walls, there are grooves of, like gold shimmery lines that are just kind of, like, running up and down. Kind of like in a, like the Matrix sort of, like,
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
And that... is basically all there kind of is to this room mm-hmm. at this time. You see, like, where they're running along, there are other groups, and you're thinking, like, you would gather that if you kind of knew the right patterns and things, that it could reveal something else. But in the center of the room, there's just an orb that's like sleek metallic. And around it are four spots, also with this like running like magical techie energy that creates like sort of like a cross section. Like the center of it is this orb, and there are like four rays going out, and on each of those is a locked, like a small locked vault, kind of on a, like a pedestal. So we enter. This is what you see.
Do the went out of my name, or out of my head, the small locked boxes?
Vault.
Do they have any, like, do I feel a pull towards any of them, or do they have any distinguishing features on them that would make me think one's for me?
Not necessarily. Well, okay, depending on the order that you're going in. If you, as soon as you cross through, underneath your feet, because you're the first one in, it kind of like lights up a path to the one that is on the far left.
Okay.
Like from the door.
Like
as you step through, it's gonna, you can see how this makes you feel. You are the one directly across from your system, not next to it. Like the path kind of and like these things are running all on every like surface to move. Who's the next in?
Me.
You are the closest one. So like one, and this room is probably the size of like this room right here. So even though when you step in, really, it's not that far to walk, you do notice that like you have to go the furthest away from the door.
That's just halfling discrimination.
I think I'll grumble as I'm like walking over. Like, for the love of Pete. Like, why?
Do you want to try again and see if I get the further one?
No.
Okay.
But thank you. That was nice.
Hi, Tartar. Hey, Gilly.
Hi.
Good to see you both again.
Yeah, hey. Great to see you again.
And as you're entering the room, when this path lights up for you to go to your box on your like pedestal, you kind of like feel this like harmless energy, maybe a warmth that depends on each of you individually from the key that you have personally.
The one that I was given. Oh, really? That's the one that hums?
Interesting.
Because the key looks more like...
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Do you all go to where it leads you?
Okay. I say, we all gotta do this like at the same time, right? Just so it would look coolest?
I'm just gonna unlock mine.
Oh. Yeah!
Yep, that's fair.
Pull out your key and then you're just like unlock it. That box sort of like lights up, but it kind of like feel it activate. So you do that.
Cool. I do the same thing, just seconds behind.
Okay.
But do you want it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
In turn.
Okay, so Gilly goes, Sora goes, and Tartar go at the same time.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Because you all do have keys, you see that they're actually all very, like, they're all, like, fancy skeleton-y sort of looking. But each of them is unique. And they seem very, kind of like fit into the purse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That was given this key. And as we do, the orb sort of starts lighting up, and then this describes the holograph starts emerging from it. And you kind of see this, like, projection in between all of you of a golden vault. And it opens.
Oh.
And this is all, like, kind of, like, in this, like, hologram gold magic material or whatever. So you can't make out exactly the details, but not even kind of see it. And it opens, and like a kind of unknown, ambiguous figure kind of like emerges from it. And it just says, "Welcome, Bertips, to the Golden Vault. Should you accept, I have your first mission for you. If you would like to leave, simply take your key out. And would like to do good, no matter the cost, and have access to the eventual vault with all the treasure and knowledge you possibly want. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
And that is where we're going to end today. Yay!
It's good. Awesome.
We made it to the vault.
Amazing.
Crazy. That was fun.
It really was.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah.
The vault. The golden vault has a person living inside of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
It's always hard because